There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Not going well for Danielle freaking Collins here in our match today. Down a set, down a break. Maybe she got spent from her whitewashing of Simona Halep yesterday. Could be given a unit back after the boon of yesterday. We'll see. If anybody can come back, it's Danielle freaking Collins. Jeff, before we get to the crack, man, I wanted to ask you, because you wanted to chime in, that last question I asked Will Hill, which is, I asked it both ways. I was like, what's the team that you think nobody's really talking about that you think is going to be a postseason team, team that makes the playoffs? And the opposite, which is what you wanted to chime in, the team that most people are thinking is fait accompli, they're going to be in the postseason, but you're like, I don't see it that way.
Just to answer the first one, based off the win totals, Gil, the Raiders are the answer, because the Raiders' win total is only 8.5 in most places. Mm-hmm. I think that team's actually better today than they were at the end of last season when they were a playoff
team. It's almost becoming too popular of an answer to that question, well, though. You know how that goes.
How much of that, though, is where we're located, though?
Well, maybe.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I don't mind Will Hill's answer on Denver. I'm not fully convinced that they'll be better, but I'm not fully convinced they're going to be in the playoffs like the odds dictate. The one on that side, though, is Indy.
Really?
Yeah. The one thing they have going for him is that division is not good. The Titans will be worse than they were last year. Especially based off the analytics. The analytics expects them to regress in a big way. But Indy may be one of those teams that makes the playoffs because a team from that division has to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they could. That's
their path for me, because I'm not convinced Matt Ryan's going to be any good. Not convinced of that at all.
I think we kill Matt Ryan. I think it's become like really popular to murder him. I think now, wow. I mean, he might have a great year. Different place, surrounded by different players, better players.
The thing that could make me wrong for sure is that division is bad, and the bottom two teams, unless if Trevor Lawrence takes some quantum leap, Jacksonville's going to be bad, and Houston has the worst roster in the league.
Yep, Colts are the favorite to win that division, and Titans are going to regress. One would imagine. Let's do it. Unscripted with the Crack Man. Each and every Thursday, hour number two. Bill's across town, but we have him on Skype because Bill's feeling a little under the weather. How you doing, man?
Yeah, you know, I actually feel a little better this morning, but I just thought it was a safer route luckily enough, Gil, I really haven't been sick in 4 years.
Good for you.
So, yeah. And watch, I'll probably get the death flu here. But anyway, I just wanted to. I had a little tingle in my throat here, so I said, "Let me play it the safe route and come on via Skype." I thought that was the right, responsible thing to do. I'm not irresponsible. I'm responsible. That's why I don't give out Kentucky Derby winners.
Yeah. So let's start there, where we ended last week. It was everything you imagined it to be, meaning. Bet responsibly on an event like this. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this was obviously the most unbelievable of them all, with an 80-1 shot, right? The second longest shot in the history of the Derby, coming through in Rich Strike. Again, a horse that the announcer didn't even, whose name the announcer didn't even utter till literally as right before it crossed the finish line. Even the track announcer was focused on two other horses, like, wait a minute, what's this? So if there was such a thing as live betting a derby, that horse would have been 1,000 to 1 coming down the stretch. It was so far back.
You know, I have to, with all that being said, I really did appreciate. Now, I'm sorry I didn't know his name until that race. His name is Larry Culmus, C-O-L-L-M-U-S. He's the race caller for Kentucky Downs, which I never even heard of. But he also does the NBC Sports and the Breeders' Cup calls. What a call by him. The overhead shot that I retweeted out.
Yeah.
It had my hair standing up. I've watched it 12 times. Just an exciting. He got, you know, usually a announcer or a broadcaster, they'll know when to raise their voice. And sure enough, when that horse out of nowhere came from the inside, he weaved, you know, just to see the overhead shot, the last furlong. It's amazing turning for home how far that horse was. And, you know, bobbing and weaving inside. Great job by that jockey who none of us heard of. Of course, people in Ohio actually did hear of him, Sonny Leone. And great job by him bobbing and weaving and coming back on the inside like that. But the track announcer raising his voice when he just said, "Rick, strike." I mean, he knew exactly when to do it. It was actually really exciting watching that later on. By the way, I was in a casino with 800 people. And you could have heard a pin drop after the race. Nobody had it. Not one.
Not one
person said yay. I mean, this was a clean sweep for all these sports books that booked on a futures pool. I got to tell you, I don't even think some of the places had it up until the Friday night. But some of them did because it was you have to start in order to get your money back. But I heard as much as 200-1 at some of the future books. That's how little interest there was in this horse. So I'm one of those guys that, you know, the David versus Goliath, the little engine that could, I'm one of those guys that root for that kind of stuff. And, I didn't know anything about what happened. I watched the race, but I thought it was the 2 that crossed the line. I didn't see the 1 on the saddle cloth, just the 2.
Oh, so you thought it was a different horse.
Didn't even know it was the 21 and, probably didn't even know there was 21 horses in the race. So, I guess one of our fellow guys on Twitter or something will say, I don't even know where that horse started from. Is there an auxiliary gate for the 21 horse? Like, but what a job by that horse. And now, Gil, the second and third lengths of this Triple Crown, everyone is saying he's dead. He's got no chance.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't the Belmont set up for a closer?
The Belmont does.
Mile and a half.
The Belmont is the longest of the bunch.
But I guess
the Preakness would be the hurdle.
I guess it was just the so-called experts know more than me on horse racing. But it just seems like a horse like that deserves more than – I'm hearing double digits now for the next two races, 10, 12 to 1. So
to win each or to win the Triple Crown, what do you say?
To win each.
To win each one. What is this you just said? What did you just tweet it out here, Bill?
Oh, I tweeted.
This is a tweet from Bill Krakenberger. He said he's quoting Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman. Quote, "There's no telling what we'll find in Lake Mead. It's not a bad place to dump a body." And Bill adds, "Let's talk about this and how hard it is to beat NBA sides." That's a nice mix.
Well,
what are they doing? Because the water level's coming down? That's what you mean?
Well, yeah, no, they found multiple. It's multiple bodies there. At Lake Mead here, where we get our wonderful tasting water from, just to let people know, that's another reason not to drink the water when you come to Vegas. Now they found more body parts, and you know they found another couple more barrels, and one had nothing in it, but the one, of course, the first one did. But there was another one that came up there, and it's kind of funny. I'm quoting from the newspaper. The Clark County Medical Examiner has said, "No evidence yet to suggest there was foul play." Really? So there's another body found in Lake Mead, and this genius medical examiner thinks that someone was out there water skiing.
Yeah.
And the guys in the boat just said, "You know what? Joey will come home later, I'm sure. Let's just leave."
Joey.
I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah.
No evidence that it was foul play. So, more body parts. Listen, in the 70s and 80s, you think about it. There was so much stuff going on here in Las Vegas and, you know, throughout the country. I mean, listen, I don't mean to say make it sound like that, but it's just so much harder to whack someone today compared to what it was years ago. Yes. Years ago,
you just can't get a good safe whacking anymore of a body.
Everything is point of entry. So you need an ID now to get on planes and buses and trains. Cameras everywhere, GPS on cars. Listen, years ago, this is here in the article I'm reading. Back home, it was so much easier. Paul Coppola used to have a dump under the Pulaski Skyway. Mr. Briorno had the incinerator in his house in Livingston. Grave diggers would be put on the payroll to dig 8-foot deep holes instead of 6-foot. You put the 8-foot one, you put the new one on top. I mean, it's so much harder today than it was years ago. But you're going to find more things like this because there was a lot of things. We've seen the movie Casino. In Casino, what did they say? There's a lot of holes in the desert. There's a lot of problems solved in these holes. That's the way this town was back then, if there was a problem. And to be honest with you, it was a better town. I hate to say, not saying because they killed people, but it was a better town. It was a safer town. People knew who you were, what your name, just like it says in Casino. There was handwritten comps. They took care of people. Now you go to a sports book, you don't even get free drinks. I mean, it was just a better town all around. As far as taking care of the guest, yesterday I was actually pleasantly surprised, Gil, to see that the Cosmopolitan, Bill Macbeth, announced that I guess the company that's going out, Blackstone, MGM bought them. They announced yesterday, at the surprise of all the employees, they're giving every employee $5,000.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable.
I didn't know that.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unheard of. It really is, Let's face it, these casinos treat most casino employees like a badge, a number and a badge. So you know me, I'm for the average guy, and I'm the average guy. So I have to tell you, I really appreciate when I see this for the employees. I just hope they don't gamble it away because we have a bad problem here amongst casino employees that are degens. So let's just face that too.
Yeah.
So I hope they don't just gamble it away. But I know there's a lot of good, hardworking people. Just imagine being a maid or someone like that. You're getting $5,000. This will help your family so much. So I was just, I don't know.
That's good.
I'm tough on casinos. I'm tough on sports books. Great job by the Cosmo and giving Blackstone.
Any idea how quick or how long it'll take for MGM to have their book in there and this current William Hill out? I wonder if it'll be long term.
Interesting.
That's going to happen, right? MGM property. Going to happen eventually. Unscripted with the Cragman. One Vegas tradition that has remained tried and true is faulty judging in boxing. We'll talk about that next. Cragman, Unscripted, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on the Numbers Game, where Sports Betting Analytics live. Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay is here as well. Bill Krakenberger. We get tweets at Beanie the Book, people commenting on different things we've done this morning. Jesse Welch. Listen, Gil, I've been torturing myself listening to VSiN all morning. Huge Celtics fan with futures as well. I'm shook and disgusted. I hear you, man. I was on the other side, but I feel your pain. We've all been there. Sia Najad, talking about primetime last night, going through that Bucks-Celtics finish. Best live sweat in the biz. You all make me feel like I have money on it, too. Appreciate that, Sia. Sia, who's also been a guest on Primetime Action. Daytime degenerate. Hey, Gil, does Jeff not know where lollygag is from? You know what that makes him? A lollygagger. What is that from in pop culture? I don't even know what that's from. Is that from a Seinfeld episode? Someone will tell me. This is from, glad I didn't see that one. Let's see. This is someone was asking me if they should bet Danielle Collins live. I'm glad I didn't see it because I might have said yes, but it looks like we may lose one this morning. This is from, let's see. Oh, people reacting, Bill, to your J-Rod thing. First of all, can't wait for Vison to tweet the video of you reacting live on PTA to Carl Wentz. I think Carson Wentz fumbling on 3rd and 7 in the first quarter in that Bears game. Yeah, that should be fun. Then everybody's saying, Titans Insider, everyone's sleeping on the Titans. They're winning 10 or 11 games. That's from Titans Insider, so a bit biased there on this, Will. This is from Jason H11. He said, Bill, you're correct that Larry Colmus is the best in the biz. He was the voice of of Naira back as well, and we miss him every summer at Saratoga. Got to meet him and watch a call from his booth. Great guy. And then everybody reacting to your line, Chili Dog Dad, quote, it's just so much harder to whack someone today than it was back then. He says, been saying that for years. Jason H11 chimes back in. Obviously, there was no foul play. Everyone water skis in a barrel. Hayden Sherman. No, not Hayden Sherman. Sorry. 702 AJ. A quote I did not expect to hear today. It's so much harder to whack someone today. And on with that. And then some answers to the questions that you were sort of asking out loud from the previous segment as well, just to clarify. You can get 8-1, I believe, on Rich Strike at the Preakness. 8-1. And Chris Velika chiming in with that. 8-1, he said. And was it Chris or somebody else tweeted that, texted that to me, that 8-1? Yeah, it was Chris. Chris Velika did. And then also, obviously, Rich Strike, the 21st horse they put into the 20th stall there. There's no additional one. He broke from post 20. And, you know, the other one we were talking, Jeff, about the football teams earlier, the Browns, right? The Browns are the only team that nobody's posting numbers on because we don't know the Deshaun Watson story. So just getting back to our football conversation before, we don't know, like, you know, it's funny because the Trevor Bauer got this 2-year suspension in Major League Baseball, and I wondered aloud, however irresponsibly it was of me, but I wondered aloud, does that force the NFL's hand with Deshaun Watson? No matter what happens, you know, off the field adjudication-wise with Deshaun Watson, does that force the NFL's hand to be harsher than they might have otherwise been? Obviously, the NFL has its own history messing up domestic violence issues, so they're already sensitive to that, one would think. But does that force their hand even more? And what's funny is you don't get a consensus on that. Some people are like, oh, well, that'll definitely put it at 6 games. I'm like, that'll definitely put it at 6 games. I thought it started at 6. So I don't know. Maybe the Browns are the team that we have no idea. Maybe they will be terrible. We don't even know if Deshaun's going to be around or for how long. Anyway, more unscripted with the crack man. Bill, the other thing, boxing this past weekend, I don't know if you were involved in this. We were joking. We were calling it Irresponsible Betting Saturday, right? And we were half joking. It was obviously the kernel of truth to why we said that, which is, okay, it's the Derby. Just know you're betting a horse race, sports bettors. We don't typically, as a group, do very well in this. Bet accordingly. And the other one is the boxing match. Canelo Alvarez lost. But by all accounts, Canelo got destroyed as a big favorite. He was like almost a $7 favorite, I think, by Fight Time. And Dimitri Bivol, who beat him, by all accounts, like, there's some people judged it off air, like 119 to 109. Like, you just got absolutely dominated. And then they went to the judges' scorecards, right? And it's like, all judges have it 115, 113 in favor of. And you're like, oh, my God, they're going to rob him. And they didn't, right? It took that kind of domination for those judges to just barely squeak out a win for Bivol. And it just, even though it worked out if you had him as the dog, I'm just saying, always with this sport, PSA, watch yourself.
It's so bad. And, you know, one of our fans here, one of my buddies here, Steve in Vegas, he sent me the actual scorecards of the judges. And kind of scary because these are some of the really good judges here. This is not, we didn't have some joke judges here. Steve Weisfeld, Dave Moretti, Tim Cheatham. These guys are veterans that have been around for decades in this game. They all had Canelo up 40-36 after 4 rounds. I just don't know what they were watching. I don't know how they judge. And these are, like I said, these are guys that, I'll tell you what, 2 of 3 of them, I would want before this fight to judge my fighter because I know I'm going to get a fair a fair number. I tell you, this is so scary. I watched this fight, and it was really a display. It was a one-sided fight. I'm one that says that, I rate when I'm not at the fight where I want to watch, but I'm home, I'll actually score every round. So I didn't have it as far as 119-109, but I did have him winning at least six rounds, five rounds, more than most people, most of these judges and stuff. So that means, Gil, that those judges going into the last round,
yes,
that means that round counted for the win.
It could have been anybody's
scary.
Fight at that point. Could have been anybody's
fight.
Could have
been any, and I'm sure Canelo's corner did not know that. So
there's no way they.
It's unbelievable seeing this, but at least they got it right in the end. Some of the zone, those boxing and commentators, analysis, these guys, boy, I tell you, they are so pro Canelo. They were talking about,
well, they have
Canelo,
they
one
have,
of the greatest fights. Yeah. They have the big contract.
The big contract, right. $300
million,
10 fights.
It's the reason why a guy like Teddy Atlas is not on air anymore, because he puts his own opinion. He's not going to fold to ESPN and Bob Arum. He's not going to fold to what they want him to say. He's going to speak his mind. He's going to speak the truth. And they don't want someone like Teddy. They want someone just to conform and fold and say, yes, yes, Bob Arum's great. Yes, Top Rank's great. That's not Teddy. That's the reason why he's taken off the fight cards on Friday, the night, all these fights that they're having, big fights. So same thing with the zone. These guys were saying, so one of these clowns said he's one of the greatest fighters of all time.
Oh, stop.
Of all time.
Stop it.
Did you guys watch the Triple G fights? I mean, at least one of them he was robbed by.
At
he
least
hasn't
one.
Really fought
maybe two.
Anyone,
yeah.
Maybe two. He hasn't fought anyone that was of great, a great fighter, I don't think, in years, where, they're hand-chosen, and that's what they should be. I understand. Well, actually, we don't want that as fans to be hand-chosen, but look what Floyd did. He was the most clever, intelligent. He chose his battles wisely. And Canelo also, his team chooses their battles wisely, except for this one. I don't even think they probably want him to give the guy a rematch. That's how much I think it'll be utter domination again. So it was just interesting how these judges did score it. And it's just a pinch to me. It reminds me.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at.
I have to be careful betting boxing. This was almost 7-1, like you said, at some of the sports books. That means you have to win seven more fights in a row before you lose one in order to get your money back.
And I'm sure, Bill,
this is scary.
And I'm sure a lot of people had it as a throw into a money line parlay, right? We know that people do that. So I'm sure. And let's just move it forward to, if there is a rematch, many people think that there will be one. Some people think it's absolutely going to happen. There are some who think it might not, by the way, because Canelo won't agree to the to the change in weight class. So there is a camp out there that thinks it may not happen, actually. But whether it does or not, just keep in mind, again, the DAZN contract. I am not one of these guys. Like, I'm not a conspiracy guy, first and foremost. I have a lot of buddies who are. But this is the one that I subscribe to, right? Because it's just like, no, he's got a contract with his network, man. You just have to... That's what had to happen for him to barely lose, right? Barely lose. So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about betting the dog the next time out. That's just how it is.
It's true. It really is true. And, you do your shopping, too, because I noticed the closing odds on this fight. You could have laid anywhere from 5-1 to 7-1. So, you're saving yourself two full units there if you bet with the right shop. Just another example. I know it's... And we always talk about shopping lines, but I actually noticed this particular fight 5-1 at one shop and -7-1 at another shop. So,
we talk about shopping lines from book to book. With some of these NFL ones that we were just talking about before, you have to shop within the same book, right? Because there are like different markets where you can bet essentially the same thing and the price is different. So be careful. If that's sort of the new way to say all this, not only shop from book to book, but with like sports like the NFL, where there's a bajillion markets, there are actually more creative ways to bet essentially the same thing, and you might get a better price. We were just talking about the Dodgers 102 versus the Dodgers 103.5. We're coming back. Unscripted with the Crack Man.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Spring Special is here. For only $59, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com, and subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, JVT, Jonathan Von Tobel best bets all the way through the NBA Finals, Andy McNeil breaking down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Lots of NFL preseason coverage as well, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features daily best bets email, every edition of Points Read Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/spring. It's Gil Alexander. We lose the tennis match this morning. Sorry, Jeffrey, they can't all be winners. Danielle Collins gets rolled by Amanda Anisimova, 6-2, 6-2. Anisimova on a clay court rampage right now. It ain't ego rampage. Let's not get crazy. But it is, she has, Amanda Anisimova, good for her. A girl that we have bet on, a player that we have bet on many times in the past. She gets it done in a comprehensive fashion against Danielle Collins today. So bad pick on me on that one. So it happens. Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crack Man right here on a Numbers Game. Billy, what's happening? What's new in your world?
Gil, yes, are you out of your mind? You just talked about a loser.
Oh, Bill.
But, you must not follow the Twitter way to do things.
No,
wow.
Not only that, right? There's always one or two people who have 11 followers or fewer, right? Who will then accuse me of only talking about the times we win, right? So you can't win no matter what, right? People, what's the phrase? People who are already looking for a reason to dislike you will latch on to anything. And by the way, they won't let facts get in the way of their decision, right? To absolutely go after you for nothing. So what can you do, right?
Yeah, no.
It's the way of the world.
It's a sad thing. And then they're always going to bring that up and not going to talk about your winners. And you've had a great season once again in tennis, am I right?
Well, let's put it this way. Our entire body of work in tennis has been wonderful. It's been a choppy year. Okay. We've won a lot, but we've had our moments where it didn't go as well, for sure. But you know,
and think about that, like tennis betting. Now that's another subject where we never talk about this. Tennis betting with money lines. There's so many different books now that do offer the tennis betting. Am I right?
Yes.
So it's a great place again. Talking about shopping, the average person in this country, sports bettor who thinks they're even a little bit serious. They have one, maybe two sports books. That's it. That's all they have access to. So how many units a year it equals to if you get at least three sports books? And I know people don't like to do this too. I have friends that tell me, well, I don't like to leave my money up. Why? Well, in case something happens to me the chances of that are so minimal. Like, the idea is, you're gambling here and you're gambling trying to get a little bit of an edge. Why shouldn't you leave your money up in an app overnight? Do you think that? I mean,
yeah.
But that's a whole subject in itself too, Gil.
It is.
I don't even know what happens. I have a very large amount in DraftKings, almost life-changing amount right now in DraftKings. What happens if something does happen to you? So I'm not that I'm taking that side of people, but I would think that you'd have to go to them. Maybe you could get it in your estate. It's something that you may want to think about.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yeah.
Gil, can you put, like, I don't even know. I should ask these guys down at Circa or Westgate or anywhere, South Point. Can I put, like, my wife's name on my account? I don't know. Can you put two names on an account?
It's a question.
I don't know that.
Question above my pay grade, as they say. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's something I've never thought about.
It's amazing no one's ever talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. What happens in the event of? But
we don't want to talk.
Back to something you said there that triggered something in my head. So, again, you and I have delved into this subject before, but just something new that we haven't talked about or that's triggered was, okay, you and I are immersed in this stuff. This is our lives. We've done this for decades. It's part and parcel. It's in our DNA. And we have our friends and our lifelong friends, who, by the way, some of whom are huge sports fans, some of whom like to gamble. We've already talked about how they oftentimes will not care one iota what you or I have to say, right? Which is a little interesting quirk of lifelong friends. Okay, no problem. I love you for other reasons. But one of the things that you just mentioned, which I found interesting, is the thing, like, you know, I'll just have one or two sports books. Okay. You realize, you try to tell them the logic of just what you just tried to say, Bill, how what it means incrementally short term, and then how that amasses over time, how much it would mean to you. One of the other things that I've noticed now, and this might be a little too much in the weeds, but I know you'll appreciate it, and you and I are just talking, just me and you, nobody's listening. And it's when I have somebody, right, who, let's say, is immersed in sports betting near and far, who appreciates the handicapping of someone, and they offer that person a free roll, right? Where they're like, hey, we'll get your picks, right? We'll be able to put money down for you, right? There's that kind of thing that happens. Well, listen, we're just talking out loud. We know these people. And how the people who are being offered said deal get scared by it for no particular reason, right? It's a free roll. And they're like, yeah, I'd rather not. Have you ever met those people too? It's fascinating.
Two shows ago,
yeah.
I met a very sharp handicapper after our show out at the bagel place there to get some breakfast. He told me something that's just so unbelievable. And it's not, though, the more I think about in my life, I have tried to help some people and they're unhelpable. If that's even a word. Like he has. So he said, listen, I'm going to give you $100 a game free roll to one of his friends and to try to help you build your bankroll a little bit. And he actually did bet the games for him. He was up about 800 bucks, eight units. And the person texted him and said, you know, maybe you should have got off that game last night. You know, there was a guy out for the other team, and thinking about it now, you should have probably got off that game. Like, how can someone that's getting a free roll that doesn't bet for a living and is a losing long-term bettor tell someone that's a winning bettor now what to do? You know what it is, though, Gil? They have to get involved themselves and be handicappers themselves, or put their own square stuff in the mix. They have to take part of it somehow. Me, Bill Krakenberger, I want to listen to the sharpest people in the world and not have an opinion, because I don't want my opinion in there, because I know long-term, even though I have won on my own for many, many years, if someone is telling me something that I know is a winning sports bettor or trying to help me, I don't care if I lose 10 in a row. I know what you're going to do long term. So if that kind of draws parallels to what you're saying, I just wanted to add that to the mix there.
Well, just as I mean, again, why did I start a sports betting podcast over a decade ago? Because everything about it, the psychology of it, is fascinating, right? Reflection of the human condition, as I've said many times. And it's endlessly fascinating, because one of the other things you said there, so there's stuff I originate, right, tennis, and then there's stuff where, you know, Andy McNeil comes on and gives me a hockey play. I'm not originating hockey, right? But if I trust Andy McNeil, I'll play his hockey bets, right? And so some of us are able to compartmentalize those two things. There's some sports that it'll start with us. There are other sports that if we respect someone, we're happy to play, or we hear their logic on something, right? And if I respect the logic or respect that person, we're happy to go on there. Now, there's some people who will only do a very small group of people that will only do what they, you know, comes from them themselves and won't do anything of anybody else. There's other people who will only do what other people say, right? Like, I have a buddy who's been betting for 40 years. I don't think he's ever conceived of one bet on his own, right? He's like, what are you guys betting? What are you guys doing? Can I jump on that? I'd love to, right? And then there's the person who's on the other side of arrogance, who absolutely only decides that he's like, only my way is the only way to do things, and none of you all know anything. Like, it's just every personality under the sun, right? Or is that the phrase? Right, every personality exists in this community, and we all know at least one person who fits into all of that. And that's what makes the world go round. Doesn't make
that third one, Gil.
Yes.
I know a lot of those guys.
Oh, I know one or two.
I know one in South Philly. He hangs out at that. There's a little place there across the bridge. The Turf Club. It's a little bust out joint. It really is. It's a little dive next to Live Casino. You come out, as a matter of fact, if you come out live with your life, you're happy in this place. But anyway, they do have sports betting. They book in-house, probably pretty good from what I hear. This guy would not take a game off anybody. As a matter of fact, he already said it. He's relatives to one of my good friends. He said, I'm putting up my own money. I'm going to bet what you want. I'm going to bet what I want. Meanwhile, the guy has never really had any money his whole life, but he'll have a fluctuating bankroll and go up and down. But he's going to work his 9-to-5 job, and every penny goes to that turf club in the end. And, you know, he doesn't want nothing to do with bankroll management. He just knows that he works his 9-to-5. And whenever he gets scrap and scrape together, he's going to lose on his own with his own opinion.
Yeah, I'm not even saying it with any judgment, right? He's his own, right? That's what makes the world go around. It's just fascinating to observe how people are just locked into their little lanes, right? And they will rarely stray from them. What did you say before? Unlearnable, unhelpable, you said?
unbettable.
Whatever. We're coming back. We'll wrap things up. Unscripted with the Crack Man next. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets and risk-free tokens planning a trip to Vegas. You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly, and if you have a gambling problem, as always, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander, Numbers Game. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Matt Caffey. Does it get better than Bill Crackman Unscripted? Really enjoyed the breakdown of how difficult it's become to whack somebody compared to the 70s. Keep up the great work. Everybody answering with the lollygagger thing was from Bull Durham. You ever see Bull Durham, Jeff?
Have, yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Guess who hasn't?
You haven't.
Me. I have never sat through the whole thing, which I believe takes my sports cred card away. Everybody, lollygags from Bull Durham. Thanks for the show. Appreciate it. Thank you for the tweet. Yeah, we got about 25 of those. This is from D-Jun Southern Gent. Busy day of work, so listening on delay. Thank you for quickly informing Will Hill that a Dodgers-Mets NLCS would suck. You are very welcome. Steven Vegas just started listening. Gil, you should listen to Teddy Atlas's podcast. He ripped Canelo talking about missing drug tests and how rigged those judges were. I have Canelo one round, or I had Canelo one round, and the judges gave him the first four. Bevel had to win round 12 to avoid the draw. And we bet this? Exactly. We bet this stuff. And a whole bunch of examples of what I was talking about, how you no longer, I mean, it's not enough to say anymore that you have to shop from book to book. You legit have to shop within the same book. It's as if they're not even monitoring what all of their own markets are. Mr. D chimes in with one. He says, crazy, I was looking at different numbers as you brought that up. Stan Wawrinka, to win a set, no, -400. Djokovic to win 2-0, -440. Total sets under 2.5, minus 480. A great example. The football ones are all over the place. By the way, all in 216 had one as well. Lawrence Anderson, can't get enough crack. Todd Bubba Horowitz, you guys are the greatest. I will bet your stuff blind. I heard late about freaking Collins took 3-1 in play and bet Danielle Collins. Danielle freaking Collins. Losers happen. What else you have today? I'll be waiting. It's all good. If you can't lose, you can't win. This is from, and one last one here. We won't go through all of them. Len Glow. Your segment right now with Crackmate is fascinating. I fit the person who listens to experts and uses their skills to make my picks. Thanks for your input. Crackman is great. Lenny. And on and on. Oh, Matt Grissom, very good discussion with Gil and Bill. No shame in following someone's picks. Everyone has their niche. I tend to follow guys I trust to handicap the sports I don't have time to research, like tennis and soccer. Why not take every competitive advantage you can get? Appreciate it. Everybody chiming in again at Beating the Book. Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crackman. At Bill Crackman with a K. The podcast is Wise Cracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. Bill, once again.
Thanks to those guys. Very nice guys on Twitter. Very loyal, listening to us every week and listening to you. You have a really good fan base, so it's fantastic. And it's a great place for me to come on every week and just really talk about exactly what the show is called, Unscripted. I literally put some notes on my phone every Thursday morning right before the show.
We never get to them.
I mean, yeah. I did get to them today, but you brought up a great subject, though, about different ways to bet games. And as far as a place like, let's use the DraftKings, because I'm just looking at their team futures for NFL for next year. So you could scroll along the scroll bar here. Did team futures. There's, of course, the winner of the Super Bowl, conference, division, regular season wins. Boy, Gil, I don't know many people that have put up regular season wins this early. And by the way, they've had them up for almost 2 months already. So very interesting they put up regular season wins. Now, there's also another column there to make the playoffs. So that's another avenue to go down to, you know, make – maybe you don't want to play regular season win for a reason, or you do – but, however, there's also to make the playoffs, and then there's the winner specials. You could pick the winner conference. Now, I'm not trying to just give them a plug because I'm sure, like the other sports books that have entered the market, have also certain amount of these different things. But there's so many different things here. It just makes me think there's some low-hanging fruit. As a matter of fact, I know there is because one of my guys said, listen, can you get to a – DraftKings to bet some stuff, and I of course ran to the border. That's not Mexico, by the way. That's Arizona border to go bet some games here at DraftKings. So there's some of these. Matter of fact, what I bet already has moved so much. I would never give them out. That's how sharp they were. But then again, you're tying up your money. I guess what could be for 9 months. And that's something that most people don't want to do. And I fully understand because the ROI on your money is probably more. I should say this first. If you have a limited bankroll, the ROI on your money is probably more betting the daily games than tying them up here for 9 months on. And this is even the stuff in baseball.
Yeah, that's the old macroeconomics opportunity cost, right? That your money could be working for you otherwise.
Yeah. I'm even saying for the baseball. But then again, Gil, I don't know if anyone does this in Nevada, and I hate to sound so. And I'm not down on the Nevada sports books. We have some books here that take bets, and others that don't. But there's always ways to get into them. However, I just the ways to bet. The games, it just seems to me that there's many more opportunities in the new markets to bet games than there are here in town. In other words, you can bet the season wins right now in baseball, and they adjust them at nighttime after the games are over for the day. They put up new odds the next day. I got to tell you something. That's fun. I heard you talking about in the first segment with Will Hill about the New York Metropolitans.
Adjusted regular season win totals.
I
love it.
You know, early in the season, everyone was kind of, there was, I know what it was. I think DeGrom was announced out a week before the season started. He wasn't going to start the first game or something. that season win totals went from 91.5 down to 89 even on the New York Mets. And now you can see the Mets are, well, as of this time, one of the best records in baseball.
The reason that this
doesn't mean it's going
to
last.
Yeah, the reason that this is such a subject close to my heart, adjusted season win totals, not only in baseball but also football, is, and I've said this many times, I'll sort of go through it even a little deeper this time. I used to, on my podcast, both on Betting Dork and Beating the Book, and I think in the early days of VSiN, used to talk about, remember, adjusted season win totals, the fact that legalized sportsbooks are offering these now is a really recent development of the last season or two. There was something started in the back rooms of Lehman Brothers years ago. It's a true story, right? Back rooms of Lehman Brothers. It was like the biggest thing going on behind the scenes, and it was this off-the-grid adjusted season win totals thing that used to happen. And these are Wall Street guys running this, right? And so I was part of that as a group. And it was 1 year I was the biggest winner of it all. I think 1 year I was close to being at the bottom of it. I mean, it was this amazing thing. But it was always an off-the-grid thing that those of us who were immersed in gambling, we looked for action. It was the greatest vehicle in those days. And now it's above board, right? Now there's sports betting legalized. Now it's DraftKings, as you said, has started doing it with the NFL last season, I believe it was. And it creates a lot of opportunities. You know, we talked about, those who listen to this show and also to Primetime Action, the Denver Broncos season win total when they won their first game this year, a game that they were favored to win against the New York Giants. For whatever reason, their season win total from pre-flop to adjusted after week one was this massive, unjustified pendulum swing where it like went up three games. And so I was like, what, 11.5? They won a game they were supposed to. And I knew from all my Lehman Brothers off the grid stuff, right? Like, well, that's an underbet immediately, right? So you learn from that. And now that it's above board, there are opportunities that can be gleaned. So a shout out to not only DraftKings, but let us be fair. Let us shout out William Hill, who every night here, Eric Biggio mentioned him yesterday on the show too, but Jason Weingarten and I have had exchanges with him, Jason more than I. And he says every night, you know, if they're off, they'll be back that night, but they're adjusting them every day. And it's such a great thing to bet into. And so shout out to them as well for having it available. I'm sorry to run us into the wall, but I just wanted to point that out.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
That's great. It's a great subject. I enjoy talking about this because I actually do bet a lot of these adjusted season win totals. And, you know, you see these teams now that are doing really good. Doesn't mean they're going to do good in the end.
Right.
Seems like the Mets never have that closing strength.
That's right. So too many injuries.
Keep that in mind, too.
Keep that in mind. At least historically, anyway. Bill, always a pleasure. Feel better.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Bill Krakenberger. At Bill Crackman with a K. Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. His podcast, wherever podcasts are available. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.